You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is Monday, June 26th at 10:40 AM, which just means it's time for Valley Talk. And I've got a very special guest today. I am joined by James Pogacnik, Chair of the Oxcart Days Committee. How are you doing today, James?
I am fantastic, and just want to congratulate you on pronouncing the name correctly.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's definitely a mouthful. Lots of consonants that are put together that you wouldn't expect.
Eastern European mutt is the
Sure. But yeah, we appreciate you, and you. Obviously, a lot of people in the community really care a lot about Oxcart Days because it's one of the biggest festivals in town. But why don't you start off by kind of letting me know what exactly the committee does?
Well, the committee does a number of things that that are important as far as kind of planning and getting things together. We end up meeting about monthly or so to try to figure out, you know, food vendors, try to figure out, say, the theme or entertainment and all of that. And as the months go on, as we get closer to August, it's also about trying to figure out logistics, trying to make sure we've got power for the right number of people down there, trying to make sure that, you know, we've already talked to the city about security or talked to the city about, you know, the fireworks demonstration that we have on Saturday evening. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's a lot of fun. When I was originally brought on to help with Oxcart stuff, this was something like 5 years ago. When I was originally brought on, I was brought in as like the AV person, the person just to make sure like all the tech worked. And so slowly working my way up to, you know, vice chair last year and then chair this year, it's impressive to like be in a situation of finding out all the things you didn't know you didn't know.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting. It's been fun, but I feel like we've got a good festival coming up, and I feel like Crookston should be excited and proud of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, always an exciting time of year. I just want to mention before we kind of get into the specifics, you were kind of talking to me about the big Hershey's commercial that's been kind of going around. Let the viewers kind of know about that.
Well, so here's what happened, and we kind of explained this in a longer form video that Hershey's had put out on their social media and on their YouTube stuff. So what had happened was 2 years ago, Hershey's had approached us, and there was some talk at the time with the then chair about having an attempt to break a world record in Crookston, which would be really cool, and we were going to have as many s'mores put together as possible at once. And unfortunately, it rained that day.
Yeah.
However, and the footage of it shows the Crookston Sports Center of, you know, trying to have all of the and trying to have all the s'mores going. But so they'd contacted us, and they ended up providing all of the chocolate bars for the event, and said, "Hey, do you mind if we come in and film some stuff? Because, you know, we like to support festivals, we like to, you know, really local stuff. It would be really cool." And you know, the team at the time said, "Absolutely, go for it." And I had forgotten to a certain extent that they had come. They had shot a bunch of footage and everything. They were up on the stage, so the lip sync contest was there. The Saturday stuff was there. It was great. And then the videos started popping up, and I knew it was going to be on YouTube, or I had heard that it had been on YouTube because my son had told me shortly after it had premiered, "Dad, the festival you work at is, I saw it in between terrible videos I watch on YouTube." Paraphrasing here, but so it was that. So it was great, and then it ended up on TV, and we've had all sorts of people write in and say that was fantastic. And the biggest question they've had is, how did you guys do the s'mores tables that you guys put together? So we've been kind of forwarding information over to the fellow who did it, and it was really great. You know, we've had a lot of fun with it. We've tried to tweak it a couple of the last 2 years to try to make it so that the tables work a little bit better. But yeah, it's been really great, and it's been fun to see not only the festival highlighted there, but the town of Crookston as well. Because there's all of these there's all these establishing shots of the town proper, and it was really fun to kind of see the town get lifted up in such a way.
Yeah, for sure. That kind of reminds me. I don't know if you remember, the Crookston was on like this hotel show few years ago, and it's just always cool to see the community grow up, and especially when it's less than 10,000 people, and it's like, oh, it's on national TV.
Yeah,
or
this is on. Yeah, this is on. I've seen it on. I've seen the commercial for Oxcart. I think there's a couple variations of it. But yeah, I've seen it on a couple of couple of bigger programs or different things. YouTube, all of that. So mm-hmm. No, it's great to see the town get recognized like that, and the festival too. It's we've had people write in and say, hey, we used to live in Minnesota. We used to live in Crookston. Would you mind if we buy a couple of buttons just to support? We can't make it, but would you mind if we just send in a couple of bucks to help out? Which we're obviously not going to turn you down. Yeah. But yeah, it was really great to get that sort of attention.
So let's get into the meat and potatoes of why we brought you here. Mm-hmm. The Oxcart Days schedule. Go ahead and let the viewers know what they can expect for this year's Oxcart Days festivities.
Well, this year's title is Come to See in 23. We thought that was fairly clever. It's kind of hard to rhyme three like the way we did, but Come to See in 23. It's $5 for the button. The website, CrookstonOxcartDays.com, has the most updated schedule of events. We have a number of things that will be happening, and of course, we have the listing as to whether or not it's going to require a button or if it's going to end up requiring you to actually pay in to attend. So there's a number of things such as on Monday night, the Miss Crookston pageant has a little dollar sign next to it. You do have to pay in order to get into the Miss Crookston pageant. But starting off on Monday, we have throughout the week, we have the Kids Lemonade Stand Contest, which is a lot of fun. We have the listing too. If you want to register, you can contact Jess. But that's gonna be a lot of fun, and again, running throughout the week. But the big kickoff for Oxcart Week is Monday night, 5 to 7. The Taste of Crookston over at the Crookston Eagles Club. That is gonna be a lot of fun. Sheila Menard is who you'd want to talk to if you wanted to go in and have a dish out there. And then 7 o'clock that evening is the Miss Crookston Scholarship Pageant over at the high school. Tuesday. It's a little lower key, but we're just building up here. We have a cookout over at Hugo's from 4:30 to 6:30, and at 5:15 we have the supermarket sweep over there as well, over at Hugo's. The road rally, which is a big thing, a lot of people really enjoy the road rally. That is going to start off at the downtown square. It's the first event that actually happens in the downtown square, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a lot of running around to take pictures of certain things, and Mark Eklund does an amazing job of putting that whole thing together along with his helpers. So, and then we are bringing back Let's Make a Deal. That is going to be happening over at the Crookston Inn and Convention Center over at 7:30 on Tuesday night. So we had a ton of complaints about the Let's Make a Deal thing last year, but they weren't traditional we didn't like it. It was, we wish it would have been longer. the good sort of things you want to hear. It was so much fun. We wish it was longer. More prizes are being available, so yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun with the Let's Make a Deal.
Did you increase the time?
I don't know if we necessarily increased the time as much. Melanie's in charge of that, and we definitely conveyed that it was one of the most talked about events that was brought up last year. So the hope is that we're gonna be able to have it a little bit longer. But we did express that over to her, and Wednesday is the real start of Oxcart stuff. Mm-hmm. We have the ice cream social at UMC, and we're kind of celebrating UMC this year because it is the anniversary of the baccalaureate degree, of turning from a 2-year to a 4-year. In addition to this, in addition to the ice cream social that day, we also have an art and wine walk that'll be happening on the campus, along with curated tours of a number of things. So the ice cream social is from 3 to 5. The medallion hunt, first clue, is at 4:30 on the campus, and that's typically broadcasted here on KROX, but it is going to be announced at the ice cream social. There's also a jigsaw puzzle contest happening at the Eagles Club that day. Mark Eklund has told me that he has all the teams he can have for it. The demand for that one, I think, surprised all of us.
Yeah,
not that it was a bad idea or that we were leery, but just how quickly mm-hmm. it ended up filling out was fantastic. But we have the Art and Wine Walk from 5 to 7. We also have Youth Dodgeball happening over at Schuster Park. That's being sponsored by Riverview. And then we are bringing back the Wheel of Trivia, the Trivia Night, over at Drafts from 7 to 9. So, and one thing we had heard last year was that we needed more speakers in there, people being able to hear it. We are going to take care of that. So it'll be easier for everyone to hear the whole thing. We packed the place last year, and we are looking forward to potentially doing that again. So that was really fun. Thursday, again, we've got the lemonade stands, and we are bringing the food trucks in on Thursday. So we've got a number of them that are confirmed. We're just getting our paperwork settled with the city on that. But from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. that day, we have the food trucks out there. So come on, check that out for lunch or for dinner. We also have the matinee movie happening over at the Grand Theater. The big event happening that day in the square is that we have the skateboard and BMX show coming out. Ooh. They've got demos, contests, and giveaways over in the downtown square from 2 to 8. So, you know, bring your kids down there. Last time they were down, they were fantastic. We had actually had them, or they had kind of brought it upon themselves to, you know, ride with some of the kids and then kind of teach them a few of the moves that they were showing, which was fantastic. People really liked it. So that's going to be great. That's from 2 to 8. There's a couple of breaks in there, but we've also got the bouncy houses for the kids. We've got the beer gardens for the non-kids. We do have the tractor pull coming back this year also at 5 p.m. Rib Fest from the Lions. That's also at 5 at the square. The airboat guy is going to be down there again, and the lip sync contest is kind of the end of the night for Thursday. So lip sync contest is going to happen over in the downtown square. Friday, we have the pancake breakfast over at the Crookston Fire Department, as we typically do. Working on a couple of other things here. We got the food truck fest. A lot of the same things. We got the bouncy houses. Bremer Bank has brought is going to be sponsoring the Kids Zone, so that'll be down in the square as well. Beer gardens, and this is also when the s'mores tables come out. So the s'mores tables are out on Friday at 5 p.m. Check that out. We've got beer tasting from Drafts, and we've got a band playing for a couple of hours there, the Lonely Pines. They are out of Fargo. They're fantastic, or Moorhead technically, but they're fantastic. A little kind of like a countryish duo that'll be playing in downtown.
If I may interject, are we going to try and break the record for the s'mores this year?
Or? You know, it'd be nice, but we're not planning on it. Okay. But we don't have things. It's not our goal. Our goal is to provide as many sugary confections into the children of Crookston as we possibly can, and those that are a little bit older.
Yeah. But whether or not that breaks a record is kind of
if it happens to, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. But there's a lot of logistics. We don't have a formal person from Gannis down here. But, and then we're ending Friday with the teen dance. Saturday we have the race down there, the 5K for the little guys, and then the not so little guys. We got the farmers market also going on. We got the vendor show going on, and again, if you're interested in the vendor show, please contact us at crookstonoxcartdays@gmail.com. We're looking at getting some more vendors down there. There's pickleball. There is the veterans recognition ceremony happening that morning as well. The classic cruisers are in town as well. And you know, we've got the little kiddie parade happening, and the bouncy houses, National Guard, the food truck, we got beer gardens. And at noon, the Happy Joe's Pizza Eating Contest will be happening in the square. And Dan Erdman was not able to make it last year. He had COVID and had to watch it on his phone and was fuming because he felt that he could take out the competition. So my understanding is he's coming out of retirement this year in order to take it.
Oh boy.
So the gauntlet has been thrown down. So he is ready for it. So we've got that. We've got the s'mores will be back out. We got the oxen team will be back out. Yeah, we'll have some stuff on the stage, Taekwondo, Just for Kicks. We'll have the Build-A-Buddy out there. And you know, we've got the big parade happening at about 7 o'clock. So, the Rude Band is the name of the band this year. They're playing Saturday night. They're out of South Dakota. Cool. They are kind of a countryish rock thing. That you know, the moment I had heard them, and I had actually talked to the vice chair this year, who was actually originally from the South Dakota area. It's like, oh yeah, I've seen them. They're great. I've heard about them. So we were looking forward to having them up. For from 9 o'clock until 1, and of course we have the fireworks as well on Saturday night, and then we've got pickleball in the morning on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We've got grocery bingo from 12:30 to 2:30, And there's video games on the big screen scheduled from 12 to 3 over at the Grand Theater. And the whole festival ends from 5 to 7. Woodfire Pizza happens over at Wesley United Methodist here in town. And Sunday is more of just kind of relaxing, I say, other than, you know, the pickleball tournament. That's that gets intense.
I can imagine that.
But Sunday is much more of kind of the relaxing kind of getting things kind of wound down.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
But we're really excited. And one thing that we really want to stress is that, you know, we put all these events together. We get the listing, we get promotion, all of that. But what we really need are people who are willing to help out.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we heard last year was that they felt like there weren't enough volunteers at events, or it didn't feel like there were enough people that were in the square that, you know, were wearing Oxcart shirts or whatever, being able to help out. And we'd like to, you know, to bring more volunteers in. It's, you know, everybody wants the festival, nobody wants to help, sort of thing. And if you're interested in helping, please contact us at crookstonoxcartdays@gmail.com. We've got plenty of spots. We have a coordinator for volunteers that'll be happy to talk to you and try to figure out where you would end up, you know, working best. Whether it's, you know, being downtown and selling some buttons and getting a couple buttons yourself for free, whether it's working a couple of, or whether or not it's just like helping us pick up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping us get settled. So there's a ton of options, and we'd be happy to have you down there. But yeah, crookstonoxcartdays@gmail.com is where you would want to contact us if you're interested in helping out, or the Facebook page as well if you wanted to just send a message through there.
Wow. I mean, just so many great events coming up. Oxcart Days is always a fun week, and just even better. I guess one thing before we go that I kind of wanted, we kind of glossed over, but it is... I heard that Miss Crookston is on a different day.
Yeah, they decided to move it to the they decided to move it to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna try to end Taste of Crookston a little earlier, in order to make it so that people aren't gonna miss it.
Yeah.
In order to go over to Miss Crookston, but that is gonna end up that has changed. They decided to have that over at 7 p.m. Over at the high school. So.
Yeah, just figured that would be a good point to reiterate, because yep. That's kind of one of the big differences this year. So
yep.
Make sure to put that in your calendar, that the Miss Crookston pageant has been moved, because obviously that is a pretty popular event.
Yep.
Well, I guess we've only got about a minute left. If you got anything else for us, let the people know, or we can go ahead and call it an interview.
Well, you know, CrookstonOxcartDays.com is the website. We've got the most updated information there. There's a number of places you can buy buttons, whether it's Hugo's, whether it's True Value, whether it's the embroidery shop downtown, or whether it is Pappy Joe's. So check us out. $5. We are selling throughout the week, whether it's in downtown or at various events. So we're looking forward to having Crookston come in. We're really excited about what we've put together, and hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much, James, for coming on and letting us know about all this good stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yep, sounds good. And that was your Valley Talk here on this Monday, June 26th. James Pogachnik, chair of the Oxcart Days Committee.